Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the service. Looking forward to a great time of singing. And let's start with your church hymnals and let's go to 536. All right, let's go to 467.
Oh,
let's turn to 507.
Good evening to all of you this evening. I appreciated those songs a lot, and I always enjoy hymn singing. I enjoy singing. I even though sometimes it's kind of one of those deals that kind of works better when you're sitting on the bench back there. So anyway, but I do enjoy singing, and my thoughts were kind of drawn to that this evening, thinking of singing and what it can do for us. And I was just looking at the scriptures a little, and I guess I didn't, you know, I probably knew it. But singing is a command. You know, maybe not all of us are gifted with that perfect voice, but it is a command. And I guess that was kind of a challenge to me. I don't know why. I guess it probably struck me today more than it has any time ever in my life. And so that's why I guess, I don't know, it kind of smote my heart a little. Maybe I probably didn't put as much emphasis on it as I should have. And I think that singing is extremely important as a Christian. Just a few verses. I'm going to look at Colossians 3, verse 16, and it's a very familiar account, and you'll probably all recognize it. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. There we can see it's kind of, you know, it's a command. It's something that we're supposed to do. And thinking about that, actually over in Ephesians, there's another verse I'd like to read. It's very similar. Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And I guess that's the thing I'd like to emphasize tonight a little, and that is our singing to the Lord. You know, I think our singing should glorify God, number one. And I think it should be an encouragement to ourselves and also to those around us. It's like congregational singing, if it's a group, I think it should be singing that glorifies God, and then it should be an encouragement to those around us. Thinking about that, you know, Brother James isn't here, but I remember he used to come to school and give music lessons, and, you know, and for those of you young men that maybe don't put your heart in, and I don't know how it works on the girls' side or not, but I sure do know how it works on the boys' side, you know, maybe you just put your heart into it. Learn all you can about music, but just to remember always to glorify God in your singing. And I think singing can be an extreme blessing in time of temptation. I've used it a lot already. You know, I'm not much of a singer, but, you know, I can tell you, you get put under some kind of pressure, you know, you'd be surprised how you can muster up a song pretty quick. And I've used that for an escape goat. And I think it can be that way. I mean, well, even through trials, you know, sometimes we go through something difficult. And it's serious to us. You know, not all of us experience the same thing. But, you know, just singing can really be a blessing. You know, thinking of Paul and Silas, and I might just turn, there's a verse there I'd like to read in Acts 16. I'd like to look at just a little bit. You know, we know that the pressure that they were under, these men had their backs bleeding, their feet fast in stocks. Boy, how many of us would want to carry a tune in those conditions? That was a real challenge, and I know God's grace is sufficient. No matter, you know, what the trial is, you know, He'll give us grace to bear that. But and He'll also give us courage to share what He lays on our heart. And I think singing was what these men chose to do. It says there, verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto the Lord, and the prisoners heard them. You know, a lot of us can't even, or we're half ashamed to even witness, you know, like if we'd meet someone in town just right out of the blue, you know, we don't know them from Adam. Usually we always have to strike up a conversation with them first before we can just, you know, whip off something about Jesus and what He's done for us. But you know, Paul and Silas, they didn't. They were just bold for Christ. And that's a challenge. That's a challenge to me, to be willing to share that word in season and out of season, you know. And just look at the fruit it bore, you know. They were singing, and then all of a sudden there was an earthquake. Big things were happening. And chains fell off. And, you know, and the prison keeper, he was just fixing to commit suicide. But what did Paul and Silas tell him? Then it was just like he went back in and he took them out and he washed their wounds, you know, and it wasn't just him. It was his whole household gave their heart to the Lord, all because of the boldness of Paul and Silas. You know, they were praying and singing. And this morning in Sunday school, you know, we talked about, or the question was made, you know, when Jesus rose from the dead, why did he continue to have scars in his hand? And it was something I guess I never really thought about before when that question was asked. But those scars were there for a reminder. And I think it's going to be that way when we get to heaven. You know, we're going to see those hands that had those nails driven through them, and his side that was pierced for my sins, the sins of the whole world. You know, it should just make us glorify him that much more every time we think about it. And there's some verses in Revelations that I'd like to just look at here right quick. Revelation 7, 9 through 14, and that's probably another familiar account. But after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindred and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts, and fell down before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Let's be those that are going to be there, sitting or standing around the throne, glorifying and praising the Lamb. With that, let's bow our heads for prayer. Our Father, we come to you tonight to glorify you in song. We just thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have of being able to gather in this way, to be able to gather and sing songs that glorify you and are an encouragement to all of us. And Lord, we just ask that you would just bless each one that shares tonight. Lord, we just ask that you would just help us, that we can just truly be that light. Help us, Lord, that we can be those that are gathered around the throne to glorify you when you return. We just ask that you would just bless the service. Keep us now in your care as we go forth from here. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, the children can come forward. And I guess the youngsters all the way up to 11 years old, I think, is what we're going to have. And stand right up front here. And Corey's going to lead them in singing.
All right, thank you, children, and Miss Corey for sharing those songs. It's very good. After this song, we will have a group by Nathan. So plan on coming up right after this song. And what is, can I have a selection? 534, which hymnal? Church hymnal, 534. Forward.
We have two songs here this evening. They tie in well with the song we just sang, The Light of the World is Jesus. And I would say both of these songs speak as a prayer for vision, the vision that God gives us. The first song we're going to sing is Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of My Heart. And I had to think that that second phrase there is really a key component of that song. The Lord of my heart is the one who gives us vision. And the second song is perhaps a bit less familiar to you all. It's Open Our Eyes. We want to see Jesus and we want to hear him. And it's followed by it's a medley. It's followed by a piece of another song that speaks about the Spirit guiding us and giving us direction.
To be said that thou art.
Thank you, Nathan, and that group for sharing. All right, let's open our Christian hymnals to song number 35. And after this song, Narcissa is going to have a group come up and sing. And I really appreciated the response that we had from different ones willing to share tonight. And so I appreciate that a lot. All right, song number 35.
Come thou fount of every blessing to my heart.
Tonight we're going to be singing two songs, Amazing Grace and Wind Underneath My Wings.
Light.
Thank you, girls, very much. Would you like to see when take the initiative to call a group and come up and sing? Bless you for that. Okay, I want to take a number from you. First of all, the next group we have will be Leandra's group. Get ready to come up after this song. And then after that, I want to call for an impromptu. And we're going to do a little bit like we did years ago. I'm not sure when the last time we did this, but we're going to have you all nominate who you'd like to have come up. So I think what we'll do is we'll do 3 soprano, 3 alto, 3 tenor, and 3 bass. So let's start with nominations. I want three sopranos. And if I don't hear names called out, then I'm going to start calling out names myself. So. I know it's been
Jen Miller.
And if you hear your name, make sure you remember it. I'm not going to write them down. Okay, we have 1 soprano. 2 soprano, 1 more.
Leandra Raymer.
Okay, now I need 3 alto. Irene Miller. Frida. Okay. And Ruby. All right, 3 tenor. I'm start calling names.
Daryl Raymer.
Myron Miller. 1 more.
Jerry Good.
Is he here? Oh, there he is. I see. Okay. Right in front of me. All right, 3 bass.
Lyle Miller.
David Raymer, and who? Mylon Overhaul. Okay, do we have that? Everybody knows what it is? Because I'm not going to try to list them off again. Jen and Gwen, why don't you two pick a song each, okay? All right. So, and then you, the impromptu group comes up right after Leandra's group. Okay, so we won't have a song in between. So as soon as they're down, then that group will come up. So, all right, what is your selection? Let's have 1 selection. 505? Church hymnal, Christian hymn? Church hymnal, 505. Christ's everlasting gospel. the Andrews group come on forward. And then right after they're up, finished, then the impromptu come up.
We have two songs tonight. The first one is Till the Storm Passes By, and then the last one is Sing to Me of Heaven.
In the dark of the midnight, I have oft hid my face while the storm howls above me, and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Many times Satan whispered, there is no need to try, for there's no end to sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know dream.
Thank you for the ones in the impromptu group for sharing in that way, and for Leandra in that group. Thank you very much. We're gonna sing song number 118, and I'm gonna ask John Friesen to come up and lead that song. This is a song that I remember back in school. Steve Burke was my teacher. And I remember singing this song for a program, and I know that we sang different times, so I'm going to have John come up and lead that song, if you would, please.
Thank you, John, for leading that for us. All right, I want to thank everyone for taking part tonight. And I was inspired. And I will ask the chorus to come up. And after that, then we'll turn the time over to the one of the ministers. So why don't the chorus come up, and let's sing a verse of Live in Me. Live in me, Lord Jesus, live in me.
tempter comes with all his might, drawing me from my Lord and King. I need strength to go and to guide me right, chariots of fire surrounding me.
Satan cannot win against his foe. I have armies protecting me. Like Elisha inside the city walls, chariots of fire surrounding me. There's protection in the arms of God. There is healing there for your soul. He will keep his sheep safe through all the storms. Chariots of fire surrounding me. Angels awaiting God's command. I have no need to fear, for my Lord is near. Chariots of fire surrounding me. Chariots of fire surrounding me. Angels awaiting God's command.
We cry.